All right, day seven. We made it. We're here. You're rocking. You're a superstar. Another pat on the back. Another serotonin reward. Another dopamine release. Another good, happy chemical reward. The brain likes reward. Well done. Well done. Awesome. Day seven. Amazing. So, day seven. Right. Yesterday, it was about setting the intention. So all week we've been releasing and letting go of the things that were holding us back from doing more of what we do want to do. What is that thing we do want to do? Getting clear on it, focusing on that direction. Now, there are four simple steps that you can follow that allow you to get maximum success with this. Number one. State your goal in the positive. You've heard this many times before. This is so important. This is step number one. State the goal in the positive. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be. These are not focusing the mind on what you do want. I do want to be slim. I do want to be wealthy. I do want to be whatever it is you do want, is focusing your mind on what you really want, rather than the block or the problem or what you're not wanting. As a parent, I lost count of the amount of times I heard other parents say things like, don't spill your drink. And the kid spills the drink. Language is just being learned. The idea of spilling the drink was the subject of the topic, and the activity happens. An image in the mind of spilling a drink, that's a goal for the mind to head towards. The hand moves out, the drink gets spilt. Don't forget to buy some bread. Remember to pick up a loaf of bread. The idea is to put the thought of what you do want in your mind, focused in the positive. Step one, what do you want? Step two, is it achievable by you? Buying a loaf of bread on the way home? Yes. Giving yourself a raise at work? If you're the boss, yes. If you're not the boss and the person in control of paying, no. It's not within your control. Is it possible for you to do this activity? Is it in your control? Is it up to you? If it's somebody else's behavior you want to change, it's not up to you. But you can change the way you experience their behavior, the way you feel and respond about what they do. So step one, focused in the positive. I do want such and such. Step two, it's something that you can actually achieve, physically do. Step three, is it good for you? Is it holistic? Is it good for the whole of you? A goal of succeeding at something that involves working 80, 90, 100 hours a week is going to burn you out. It's not going to be good for your health, your social life. It's not going to be good for many areas of your life. It's not a holistic goal. A goal of being creative and just pursuing your artistic endeavors all of your time may not be good for your financial life. Is your goal balanced and holistic? Is it good for every area of your life, your personal and spiritual development and unfoldment, your health and well-being, your career and finance, your family and friends, all of the areas of your life that are important to you? Does it benefit all of the areas of your life? If it's yes, we're on track for an amazing goal. It's stated in the positive what you do want. You are actually capable of achieving it. It's good for every part of you. Step four is what we alluded to yesterday. Think about it in a rich, vivid, sensory-rich experience. If it's safe and appropriate to do so, close your eyes. Focus on what it is you do want, that you're capable of achieving, that is good for every part of you, and see what it looks like to achieve that goal. See the visual affirmations around you that let you know you've achieved that goal. feel how good it feels to achieve that goal. Hear any of the sounds of you running through the finish line, achieving this, accepting a reward, whatever it is. Feel the good feelings in your body and hear the way that you talk to yourself. See the world in rich, vivid detail. What will it look like when you've achieved this goal? Step 4. Sensory, rich, vivid experience. What's it like to have already completed the goal? This gives your mind a map of where you want to go. You can open your eyes again, of course. As you think about this thing in the future, having in your mind already experienced it, you can start to construct a stairway to achieving that, steps out into the future, where you see yourself, and this is really key, where you see yourself doing activities that get you towards achieving that goal. That is 1, phrased in the positive. 2, within your control and possible to do. 3, good for all of you, holistic. 4, you picture it sensory rich and vivid, and you see yourself taking action, doing steps, doing things to get more of what it is you do want. Now, to release and let go one more time into the power nap, get ready to go deep. Let go of the things that were holding you back so that you can focus really clear on the things that you want, the activities that you want to do more of, in the places that you want to be, with the people you want to be, in all areas of your life, focused in the positive. You know you can do them. They're good for all of you. Get sensory rich. This is the first Mind Camp. The next Mind Camp I have for you next month is very different. Very, very different. And I think you're going to enjoy that too. Congratulations once again, guys. This is the end of the first Mind Camp. Slip on the headphones, relax deeply into the power nap. You don't need to use headphones. Go deep. Make change. Till the next time. This is John Vincent.